Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 11th, episode 764, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Horses in the Morning. I saw a post on your Facebook page yesterday, Jamie, about Templeton Thompson coming to your neighborhood.
Can you believe it? Templeton Thompson is coming to Phoenix, Arizona, and she's coming on my birthday. I am so excited about this. Yes, I'm like, here, husband, let me serve up a perfect birthday date for you without you even having to think. She's coming to a little town just north of Phoenix called Cave Creek. And Cave Creek is a really big, like, western kind of cowboy town. I guess it's got a lot of history with the Wild West. And they've got, now it's a very upscale kind of shopping district where you can buy a bunch of, Western clothes. And she's going to be singing at a huge Western clothing store, actually, that's doing like a fashion show and dining and dinner with Tempe, you know, and the concert. So Templeton Thompson is officially going to be Lucas's first concert ever. How cool is that?
Very good. And you have you seen her in person yet?
No, I have never. Remember a long time ago when I did real radio. This is not real radio. This is awesome radio. Real radio. I actually had found a clip of her singing Girls and Horses. Somebody had sent me the song, and we actually used that clip in my intro music. This is years ago when I was on country music radio, and so Girls and Horses was in my intro. And I didn't know Templeton Thompson from Adam, really. And so she actually found out that somebody was using her music on real radio, and that was me and that was her, and it was just a weird connection. And, so once I started working with you, I'm like, oh, my God, that's a girl that sings that song. She's like, oh, my God, you're the one who has that clip on radio. So it was kind of a love connection that we had immediately. And, I mean, in Atlanta, you don't hear girls singing songs about horses. It just doesn't happen. So that's kind of how my love story with Templeton Thompson started. So I've actually never met her. I've never seen her in person. I've never seen her sing. So I'm so excited to go there. And we're actually probably going to get a group of friends together and go down and see her. And I'm so excited. Next Saturday.
It should be. We had her, we did a conference once that the Horse Radio Network sponsored, and we brought her in Lexington, and we're about 50 people there. And we brought her in to an old theater in a little town outside of Lexington to do a concert for us. And it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And you're going to love Sam too. Her husband's great. I mean, her husband's really neat, and he goes with her everywhere she goes because he plays guitar and backs her up.
But, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you.
Now, here's the deal. We have to get her on the show next Friday so I can get her set list ahead of time and start jamming to all the music I'm going to see live. Do you ever do that for concerts? Maybe not you, but
yes.
If anybody is going to a concert, do you not just blast the music of the person you're going to see all day long to get you warmed up for the show that night? That's what I do.
I always did it for TSO every holidays when we go see TSO. We would play TSO on the way. Why? I'm not sure, because the same things are going to play when you're there that night, but...
I know, but it gets you in the mood, you know? Oh, I'm so excited.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products, thank God, it's Freestyle Friday edition. We start with a long overdue update from Norco, California, this time via our mule-riding, hustlinger-driving friend, Jennifer Wells. And following a rundown of the week's news headlines, Really Bad Ads, brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat, sets the tone for the weekend's last track. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I have, before we get on to our daily winnies today, I had a special request from a longtime listener of ours up in Michigan. You know, Jamie, we have a ton of listeners in Michigan. Michigan has to be one of our biggest states. And the only thing they have a lot of horses, but also I think, you know, in the wintertime, what else do people have to do other than listen to us, I guess?
Well, it just goes to show you that the people in Michigan are of upper level intelligence.
That's it. That's what it is. Why didn't I think of that? All right. So Brenda has been a fan of ours for a long time, and she asked me to give a little, to say a few words about a friend of hers who died recently. Her name was Midge Dutton. She's an endurance rider and a Michigan horsewoman, and her husband, Richard, they were camping at a trailhead of Pine Martin Run, which is in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. That's the part that sticks out up there that's right beside Canada. Midge was signed up for a 25-mile endurance ride that weekend, and what happened was, this is not a horse accident. This is a bizarre accident that happens all too often, unfortunately. She was attempting to light her camper stove to make coffee that morning. What she didn't know is that there was a gas leak, and it blew up. She ended up with 85% of her body with third-degree burns, and her husband about 60% of his body, and they flew them both out. There were people there camping with them and came over, and they flew them out on the helicopter. She ended up dying a couple days later at the age of 67. She was at the Michigan Burn Center. He is still in the hospital. He is expected to make it and have a full recovery. They have two sons. They were notified, get this, one of them, James, of Dallas, Texas, is a member of the U.S. Army and was notified of his parents' condition while serving in Afghanistan. So he ended up, I guess, being able to get a flight over here. And, you know, she died in the hospital a couple days after this happened. So apparently she was much loved. I saw another post from another endurance rider, Karen Chatton, who hosts our endurance show here, that she posted about it, and she was apparently well-loved and well-liked in the endurance circuit and the trail riding circuit up there in Michigan. So our best to her family, and we hope for a recovery for her husband, Richard, as well. I just have a helpful, not probably everybody knows this, Jamie, but if there's one person that doesn't, maybe this little trick will help somebody not get a gas leak and have something blow up in their face. When you're using a gas grill, or especially these camp stoves that have the little gas bottles or are attached to bigger bottle, you know, every time you use them, especially the camp stoves, but your grill you should do every so often as well, you just get a cup of water, you add a little bit of dish detergent to it, like Ivory or, you know, Dial, one of those dish detergents, just put a little bit in there. You shake it up a little, and you pour it over the connections where the bottle connects to the stove. Every connection where the bottle connects to the stove. And if you see a large bubble come up, you'll know you have a gas leak. And if there's no bubbles, just a little tiny ones from the soap, then you know you don't have a gas leak. That is the fastest, easiest way to tell, and it will save your life. So that's my little helpful hint for the day.
Well, thank you. That's an awful story. Sad, sad, sad.
Yep, but so do that when you're using your gas grills. All right, time to get on with the show and your daily news.
Well, I would like to give my daily whinny to a man named Richard Holdship. Richard Holdship. He and his trusty Missouri Foxtrotter Rudy just completed the Michigan Trail Riders Association Shore to Shore Riding Trail from Lake Michigan all the way over to Lake Huron. Now, great. Lots of people complete long trail rides, and he and his 13-year-old Missouri Foxtrotter named Rudy are no different. However, Richard Holdship is 70 years old. 70 years old. And I just thought that is so flipping cool that he completed that ride. He's wanted to do it his entire life. He's been riding for like 60 years, and he'd wanted to do that forever. And he had some health issues in the previous times that he was trying to make it, but he turned 70 and he says it reinvigorated him and he decided to do the ride he'd been dreaming about for a decade. So his lovely, lovely wife, Ricky, drove from camp to camp, setting things up and tearing things down. She didn't ride, but she met tons of people. She says the horse people are the friendliest, nicest people in the world. They'll do anything for you. So she's got to be pretty darn close to 70, unless he scored and she's like, ooh, 55. But she's probably pretty close to 70. And here she is driving from site to site, helping her husband do this job that she dreamed of. Behind every man, there is an awesome woman, or next to every man, there's an awesome woman, I should say. But just really, really cool. The septuagenarians are making it happen. And I just congratulations.
And Michigan again. Look, it's Michigan Day here on Horses in the Morning.
Whoop, whoop, Michigan, what's up? They're smart, I'm telling you.
That's right. That's right.
Now, can I...
I'm going to take this one from you
because I didn't have another one.
Oh, okay.
However, something has changed recently on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, and I'm not going to be able to do the rest of the show. Which one of you posted a totally scientific ranking of 24 male athletes turned underwear models?
I did. For all the women out there, I wanted to give them a happy Friday because you guys always bust on me because I have my own website where we post half-naked women riding. So I thought I would give you some half-naked guys. Now, they're not riding, but I didn't think you'd care.
Why did you do that at the beginning of the show? Because my day is over. I was looking through these, and this is, holy moly, it's just a bunch of hot athletic dudes in their underwear. It's awesome. And I love the number one. You scroll. Oh, it's hard to scroll through this quickly. I'm trying to get down to number one. So number one is Scottish rugby player Tom Evans. And the caption underneath, it's like a blog post. And these people wrote some stuff underneath it. And it says, I mean, pretty much everything is painted crystal clear on Tom Evans, if you know what I mean. And it says at the bottom, under the picture, Tom Evans is the first person who greets you when you die and go to heaven. He's there dressed only in this underwear. He hands you a warm towel and a chocolate bar, and he lets you touch his stomach, but only once. And that's it. And that's what happens when you go to heaven.
I thought you'd like that post.
Yeah. God. Number three, Swedish soccer player Fredrik Wunschberg. And it says, sure, Fredrik is number three on this list, but he's actually only average hot in Sweden. So this is like out of pity, really.
All right, while you're doing that, can I do my daily winning now?
Ronaldo is the hottest soccer player ever, and he's number two. He's number two. He's not even number one. It says here, Cristiano has never actually worn clothes in his life. This is how he lives. This is how he survives. So true. Ah, Ronaldo. Good Lord. All right, carry on. Sid Williams, Australian rugby player. Hello.
Absolutely. All right, mute Jamie for a while. Uta, our listener, this is your Daily Whinny. She requested a Daily Whinny today for her son, whose name is Steve, and it is his 27th birthday. So happy birthday, Steve. She said he served in the Army and was deployed to Afghanistan for a tour, and she's so glad to have him return to her safe and sound. He is now part of the National Guard. You know, I think, Jamie, and everything that's going on in the country right now with the, you know, the shutdown and all the, you know, the Kardashians are breaking up and all that stuff that's going on in the country right now, we forget that we're still at war. You know, we have a whole bunch of soldiers over there and a whole bunch that have recently passed away. And we forget we're at war, but, you know, I just wanted to remind everybody that we still are. And I have something special for Steve and everybody else to remind us that we are still at war over there because it is his 27th birthday and he was in the Army. Thanks for serving, Steve, and thanks to everybody, including your husband, for serving, and especially those that are over there overseas right now. Well, I went to see Gravity last night, Jamie. And
can I just tell you that I'm so excited about this review that you're going to do, because the previews, when it first came out, I was watching the previews, and I'm like, no way, Chad, no way, no way, no way, that's too scary, I cannot go see that movie, that is too frightening, although Sandra Bullock is, like, my best friend, and George Clooney is my ex-boyfriend, I thought it was just awesome, but too scary, but then I started reading about it and what it's actually about, and it's so interesting, what an interesting storyline that I'm on the fence now about going to see it. So you're either going to sell this to me or steer me clear. Just no pressure, no pressure.
Okay, this is going to be a spoiler-free review, so you don't have to turn the radios off, okay? So this is spoiler-free. Well, first of all, before we get started, if you like Sandra Bullock, and you've had any inkling of ever being gay in your entire life, after this movie, you will be. Because
I think I would be gay with Sandra Bullock. That's it, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And after this movie, you're going to want to be. So it starts with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And Bullock plays Dr. Ryan Stone, who's a medical engineer. And it's her first shuttle mission, okay? And this is important. It's her first shuttle mission. And she's not too keen on all of this. She's doing a spacewalk. And she has to do all this stuff, but she's getting sick, and she's just not real keen on all of it. Now, Clooney plays the old hardened astronaut who's been up 100 times and is just having fun, and this is just all fun and games for him. So we got both opposite sides there. So now, there, you know, we went to it in IMAX 3D, and I didn't even know we had an IMAX 3D here in here in Ocala, and apparently we didn't. They converted one of the movie theaters at our local theater into IMAX, which apparently is happening across the country now. So if you don't think you have one nearby, look again, because they are converting, and what they did is they used the same theater with all the big squishy chairs, but instead of just the screen being half of the front of the wall of the theater, they made the screen from floor to ceiling and wall to wall.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So the whole wall is this curved, sort of little curved IMAX screen. And it was really $16 a ticket, but it was really, really cool. I wouldn't see it any other way. So that's the first thing. This movie, Jamie, gets you. The premise is they're out there, disaster strikes. You see this, I'm not giving away anything. You see it in the preview. Disaster strikes, and they're left alone out there, these two astronauts. Sandra Bullock is 100% of this movie. George Clooney's in about 25% of it.
Really?
And this movie gets you in the first 10 minutes, and every minute after that, you are at absolutely hooked. For the next hour and a half, you are on the edge of your seat hooked. They do not give you a break at all. You know, I have never felt, and I'm not going to give anything away, but there's one scene in the very beginning of the movie when things all start to come apart that I, honest to God, have never felt so alone or absorbed in a movie ever before. And the 3D is absolutely the best 3D I've ever seen. It is.
Wow.
The 3D absolutely makes it. Of course, it's beautiful. They're above Earth, and you see Earth all the time. You know, it's just beautiful. But you totally are engrossed in it. You feel like you're there. And the way they did the cinematography was truly cool. And the sound editors should get the Oscar, hands down. I've never seen sound done in a way like it was done here. It truly brings you into this movie. Now, she's known for her comedy roles. We don't see her in too many roles, Sandra Bullock, for, you know, that are really serious. She nails this. She was sixth in line for this part. Five other women turned it down. She nailed this, and it's all her. I'm telling you, it's her face and her body, her gorgeous body, the entire movie. I mean, it's her. That's all that this movie is her.
I was reading about this, Glenn, and she said that she was just trying to earn the Oscar that she won for The Blind Side. She's like, I didn't deserve it then, but she's like, I'm going to try. I tried to earn it for this picture. She's so cool.
She is, and she nailed, absolutely nailed. This movie takes you through every emotion you've ever had in your life. And I'm telling you, it sucks you in, and I forgot there was anybody else in the theater. You are totally absorbed, and the 3D kind of does that to you and the way it was shot. And because it's out in space, so the movie is dark the whole time. You know, it's really dark. So it brings you in. It just, the whole experience, it was an experience is really what it was. Now, she is either seen in her you know, spaceman outfit, out there floating in space, or she's seen in very tight shorty shorts and a tank top. That's what, and most of the time it's in very tight shorty shorts and a tank top, and we're talking 3D up close, high definition.
You're
and
not selling it to me with this stuff, okay? Let me just tell you that.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She really looks good. I'm telling you. Marjorie on Facebook, who went to see it, said, boy, she is in great shape. Her skin is amazing. And I would say, yes, it's one of the things you notice is how amazing her skin is.
Amazing.
You go, they had to put makeup on her entire body. It is one of the things you notice is her skin. This, by far, hands down, is my favorite movie I have seen in probably 10 years. I would love to go back and see it again. Oh, man. I haven't been absorbed in a movie like this in a very long time. See it in IMAX 3D if you can, because the cinematography and the sound editing is unbelievable. The one warning I have, this is a warning I have for everybody out there. If you're claustrophobic, do not go see this movie. You say, well, why shouldn't I go see a movie that's set in space? Because there are scenes that are very tight. And I think you would have a problem with it. And I know that because my wife is claustrophobic, and I know what bothers her. So she didn't go see it. Jennifer did not go see it for that reason. And I was glad she didn't, to be honest with you.
Really?
This will,
no, it's,
yeah,
I think it's going to be stressful, and I'm going to bite my nails. But I don't know. Maybe I should go.
You should go. You will like this movie, and your husband will like this movie. This is just that everybody will like this movie. And there is, you know, I would say for kids probably 8 and up, you know, it's fine. There's one, I would warn you that there is one gross scene in it, but other than that, there's not really any gross scenes. It's just a suspenseful thriller from beginning to end. I give this one, and I've never done this before, I give this one 2 bales of pure bright green alfalfa. 2 full bales. This gets alfalfa, hands down alfalfa.
Now, great Glenn, movie. Did you see the picture that I posted on Facebook?
Let me do that. Let me hit refresh. I did not see it. I see you. I was Sandra Bullock.
I thought
Are
I
you
had to
sitting
post
down? I thought she was taller than that.
She is not tall. She's like normal size.
Really? She seems so
sorry.
Tall.
We're both in heels, and we're still not tall.
How did you get the hug on Sandra Bullock?
Oh, because she's so cool. And I was at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and she was in the movie Crash, and they had won for Crash, and I was backstage and interviewing people backstage, and she came back there, and everybody's talking about this movie. Did you see Crash? It's like kind of like this whole, it's a wonderful movie, but it touches on some topics of racism, and it touches on topics of anger, and it's a really deep movie. And this one guy in the back is like, Sandra, can you tell me? And everybody's asking these questions about the perplexities of the movie. And he's like, Sandra, can you tell me why you picked that dress? It's horrible. And everybody's like, what? We're just talking about this awesome movie, and you talk about her dress, which I thought was adorable. And so afterwards, I came up, and I was like, that guy sucks, Sandra. That guy sucks. And she's like, oh, my God, I know, right? I can't believe it. And she was so down to earth and so cool. I ended up talking to her for like 15 minutes about this loser who asked her about her dress. And I'm like, do you mind if I get a picture with you? And she's like, oh, my God, sure. And so this was my little blonde girl in the picture is my handler. I had people back then. And so the three of us get in the picture together, and then all these people come running up to her, and they're like, can we get a picture, too? Can we get a picture, too?
Oh, no. You started it.
Oh, she looks at all them. She goes, these are friends of mine. Sorry. And that was it. I was like, oh, my God, Sandra Bullock and I have friends.
I'm a friend.
We're friends. Now
that I know you're her BFF, you definitely have to go see this movie.
I love her, and I loved her down-to-earthness, and I think her husband, Jesse James, was a total dirtbag, skeezball loser.
I agree.
I hate him.
Yes.
So, I think I need to, just because I love her so much, and I usually go see anything with her in it. I don't know. It seems so stressful, such a stressful movie, and I feel like I'll have an ulcer after it, and I'll be scared.
You will. All of that is true. Wear gloves so you don't bite your fingernails off. And,
oh, really?
You'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine with that. I can't believe now. Was her skin as beautiful in person?
She's just perfect. Flawless and perfect.
I didn't know you were BFF. And you know what?
Well,
she's 49 years old, but when you watch this movie, you don't look no 49 years old. Now, I'm sure she's had some work done, but they haven't botched it like they have most of the other.
It must be nice to have millions and millions of dollars to, like, treat your skin and treat your whatever, you know. You better look good at 49 with that much money.
You know what she said, though? She works at it, too. She said she, you know, forever she has been with her trainer 6 days a week for an hour or two every day, and you can tell because she's ripped. I mean, you don't get that way without some work. And she spends a lot of time with the trainer. And she said in an article I read this morning, she said, I do it because it's my job. I'm paid to look good. It's my job. She said, actors that do not work out every day do not take their job seriously. I do it. It's my job.
Yeah.
And I thought,
yeah,
oh, that's really cool.
I think of that movie, Notting Hill with, Julia Roberts, and she's sitting at the dinner table, and she's like talking about how it's taken, you know, 3 surgeries to look this way, and she's like, and you know, basically I've been hungry for a decade. And I always think about it, like, she is so hungry, like she must be starving.
Well, let's take a break for our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products. And when we come back, we have our first guest with us, one of our favorite people, Jennifer Levin Wells, Dr. Wells from Norco, California. We got to spend some time with her when we were out there, all of us. And we just had a blast. She took us on a carriage ride and just had a wonderful time. And we're going to catch up with her. She's been doing a lot of showing with her mule and her Hufflinger, and we're going to ask her. We posted a picture earlier in the week, Jamie, of her Hufflinger with her mane braided to an unbelievable weave braid, and we got to find out how long that takes because it was one of the fanciest braids I've ever seen. So we'll be back with all of that in just a minute.
Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
You can find all of Kentucky Performance Products at their website. You can also follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good nutritional information over there. And we're going to go to our guest, but I just have to say I still can't believe you touched Sandra Bullock. I'm still stuck on that. So I have to go on now. We have our first guest is Dr. Jennifer Wells from Norco, California. She has one of the very few chiropractic offices in the entire country where you can ride your horse there, you can get your chiropractic treatment, and you can ride your horse home. And that's one of the cool things, but she also has her own horses and shows and does all kinds of fun things. We're going to get caught up with her right now. Good morning, Dr. Wells.
Good morning. Long time no talk.
I know. It's been a long time, and I've been following your pictures and everything on Facebook, and I kept saying, we've got to get her back on. She's so much fun when we were out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. I try.
You took us on one of the coldest carriage rides I've ever been on in my life.
Really?
We went
in
caroling.
Southern California?
Yeah, we went caroling, remember? It was evening.
Yes.
And it was very cold.
That was fun. It was cold. It rarely gets so cold here, but yeah, that was one of those where you just sit there and go, buh, 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 buh. But yeah,
exactly.
I've been told I'm sissy because, you know, I don't know what cold weather is compared to some people in the Midwest or back East, but it gets cold here from time to time. So,
well, tell us, how are things going in Norco? What's up?
Things are going pretty well. It's, you know, lots of changes have gone on, and there's been some projects that everyone in Norco that have horses have been waiting for them to start on. And one was a Silver Lakes project across the freeway. It's supposed to be a sports and equestrian facility, and they finally are getting started on it. And they're finishing the sports field and widen the streets, and hopefully soon we'll start to see them work on the equestrian facility part, which is on the other side of the street. So we're all excited about that because it should bring some amazing shows here to Southern California that we just didn't have a facility for. So they're supposed to have camping and multiple arenas, and it should be really neat. I mean, we have the rodeo arena up at the end of the main street, 6th Street in Old Town Norco, but to have, you know, state-of-the-art new facility with proper footing that can handle different kinds of shows, you know, like cutting and reining and jumping and dressage and things like that, that'll be super nice. So we're excited about that, and there's an election coming up, and I know Silver Lakes Projects is always on a topic of discussion for the people running for office, so it's neat to have that started. So, and we have a dog show up there today, a big cattle dog show. Since I've lived there, I don't think we've had a dog show up there. So it's an international dog show. So that's exciting. Huh. So I don't have dogs right now where I live, but you know, everyone, there's a lot of cattle dogs in Norco. They like to surprise you when you're going down the street. And I have a new baby horse, and I've been dragging her around town.
It's always when you have the baby.
She's getting used to it. I'm like, I stopped on this one corner, I'm like, do you see the dog? And she kept looking at me. I'm like, look at the dog. The dog is just waiting to explode and tell her hello. So, but she's getting used to it. So it's fun. I have the Wonder Mule to drag her around town and get her used to it. So it's kind of a nice thing to have.
Well, let's review for people that don't know. Norco is Horsetown, USA. We got, for new listeners, we got to spend a week there with you guys a while back.
2 years ago.
Norco has more horses and backyards in half-acre plots than any other place I've ever seen anywhere. So everybody in town has horses, and there's bridle ways along all the streets, and there's corrals at the restaurants. You ride your horse. We did that one day. We rode the horses up and parked them and went in and had lunch. So
yeah. It's
one of the most unique places in the world that way. So it is very fun.
It is neat to work and just, you know, stand at my front desk and chit-chat with patients and just watch horses go by all day long. And a lot of my patients don't come from Norco, so it's kind of interesting for them to, you know, see the, you know, 10-foot horse trails on either side of the street and sit and watch the horses go by. And they say as soon as they get off the freeway, the sense of peace and relaxation, and it's just like a I don't know, like a time warp almost. And that's the allure of Norco, the people and the feeling you get. It's just such a neat town. I've been so blessed by it and really enjoy living there.
Well, it's one of the very few where they encourage you to ride your horse to the bar and then let your horse take you home.
I think Lisa told you 2 years ago they do give tickets for that. But yeah, some of my friends actually where I board my horses, they opened up a new bar and they have they owned a stall company, and they have little, I should take pictures for you and send it to you, like little cubby hole stalls for horses to tie up. So they have a whole bunch of individual stalls and an outdoor fire pit, and so you can sit and watch and talk to your horse while you drink your beer. But it's really
Jamie, which horse would you ride to the bar and back? Which one would you trust to get you home?
Of mine?
Yeah.
None of them.
None of them.
I'm going to ride on the carriage with Jennifer.
There you go. There you go. We have lights,
hey.
Right?
Hey, Jennifer, we were wondering. Jennifer's going to repost the picture, Jennifer, of the braid. You have a Hofflinger and a beautiful carriage. And
thank you.
Posted a picture a week or so ago when I saw the picture of the braid on the Hofflinger, which is the fanciest braid I've ever seen in a horse. And, of course, your horse has a wonderful mane, so you have a lot to work with there. Tell us how long it takes to do that macrame braid, which is what it looks like.
Yeah, it is called a macrame braid, and I've kind of got it down to an art. If I have help, it can take me about an hour and a half. But, you know, my horse's mane is 3 feet long. It actually was longer, but Jester ate like 16 inches off it last year.
Oh, no.
He literally ate the end of the entire braid. I'm like, what? So I didn't turn them out together anymore. But if I have help and someone's taking the hair away from me where I'm braiding, about an hour and a half. And this last braid turned out so nice because they have awesome hair products. I think I spend more money on my horse's hair products than my own. But they have mane mousse, and I've gotten down how many rubber bands I need on each one. And this last show was at the LA County Fair, and the judge was John Greenall from Vermont Health Carriages. And he is just the turnout king. I mean, he knows everything about turnout and what's appropriate. And I just wanted to pull out all the stops for him. And when he came up to me, he said, "You pulled out all the stops and all the bells and whistles for this turnout, didn't you?" He just complimented me on it. And he said, "I just love the braid." And it was just such a thrill to get that compliment from him.
Did you win?
And, you know, I actually got reserve champion. A friend of mine has a beautiful Morgan, and she won first. But, you know, her horse is such a fancy mover. You know, Hofflinger's as nice as mine is. Mine's awesome. As nice as mine is, it's a Hofflinger. So when you get a Morgan that holds her head up high and that's super regal and moves out, it's very flashy. And
yeah, but you
course,
had the
what,
braid. I mean, you had the braid.
Yeah, I had the braid. I did. But
and
you
the hat. Let's not forget your hat. You had the hat.
I had the big hat. Yeah, I matched everything, black and white polka dot and with my fuchsia scarf, and it was fun. To get a compliment from John Greenall about my turnout was I don't know. It made me smile.
Is that your carriage? That's That's, you know, is it a wicker? Is it a wicker phaeton? Is that what they call it?
It's kind of a long name. It's called a drop seat wicker ladies queen's phaeton, and I bought it from a few years ago when I bought a little gypsy horse. I bought the carriage and then I bought the gypsy horse from them, and shipped it here from Texas. And they restored it, but they never hitched it. And so I'm the first one to get it and have it rehitched. But I actually just sold it to my friend, Cindy Wood, and I helped her at the fair, which actually was more fun for me to see her win first and first and first and second and first and first and first over and over again with it. She has a lovely gypsy horse, and their turnout was really, really nice. But I sold it to her because I bought a new horse, and I think it won't be appropriate for her. And I'm going to, you know, concentrate on getting more equipment that's more appropriate for her. She's a Warlander Oldenburg cross, which is really different.
Mouthful.
Are you laughing, Jamie? You're all, what is that?
That's a mouthful, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Warlander, I didn't even know what it was, and I researched her breed when I saw her for sale. She's so different looking for me. A Warlander is a half Frisian and half either a Lusitano or Andalusian, and her sire is a metallic buckskin Lusitano mixed with the Frisian, and his name's Storm Shadow. And when I saw he won like 12 or 14 titles as a three-year-old at the Frisian National Show doing everything, I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And then a friend of mine years ago asked me, what would be your ultimate dream horse? I'm like, well, I love Dutch Warmbloods, but I don't really have a use for a Dutch Warmblood with regard to just dressage and jumping. It's not really my thing. But mixed together, I thought would make a really fancy carriage horse. And all around, you know, trail English Western horse. And at 16 months, she's already as tall as my eyebrows. So that'll be a little taller than a Hofflinger. But she's
neat.
Black? She's metallic buckskin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty neat.
Well, that fits with your others.
Huh?
That kind of fits with the colors you've got going on at the farm there.
It's kind of mixing them all together. Well, yeah. You know, I always like bays and I always like buckskins. And, you know, having the Hofflingers with the white hair and the white manes, it's a lot of work. I mean, it takes me 3 hours to bathe that horse. So it's a lot of work. Jester's a lot easier because I body clipped him and I give him his signature mohawk down his neck.
I did notice that that's her mule. And I did notice that your mule has a mohawk. And so you went the exact opposite route as the Hofflinger.
No, yeah. They are showing mules, though, with manes now, and they braid them and, you know, clip them like Western pleasure horses, but that is just way too much work. I think keeping Jester with his signature mohawk, I don't know, I think it's handsome on him. And
it does.
It makes his
neck look more statuesque also.
Oh, yeah. And he's filled out a lot since you guys have seen him. And at the fair, he did really well, too. He won both of his trail classes, and he won second in English amateur and ended up with the amateur title. So I was pretty excited for Jester because I haven't really shown much in the last, I don't know, year and a half. And I got back into it this year because I like having a project to do. I think if us as horse people should have a goal or challenge ourselves every year or two or whatnot to learn something new or challenge our techniques or abilities and the animals as well. And so I always try to have something new or a new project to keep moving forward and learning.
Jamie does that pretty much on a daily basis, doesn't she?
With her horses. By choice or or default. Sometimes it's default. I had Jester up at a show, everyone goes, oh, he's so broke and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, uh-huh. You know, I mean, he is and he's not. He still has, he's a rescue and he has his, you know, bugaboo moments. And I was off his back. I did not follow my normal protocol at the show. And I was off his back and a young gentleman came up that's mentally challenged. And I said, you know, he's really afraid of boys. Be really careful. And he's like, oh, no, he loved me. And the next thing I knew, my reins were being ripped out of my hand, and Jester was off and running, and it was horrible. It was very embarrassing. I'm glad no one got hurt. But he ran around for a while and ran up our signature up the hill to Pumpkin Rock. Did you guys see Pumpkin Rock in Norco?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Tell us,
on his way up there.
Tell me what are the unique challenges of dealing with a mule and the training and showing of a mule? Are the things that you have to keep in mind and do different?
Well, I know my mule. I mean, not necessarily a mule person. He's my only mule I've ever had. He kind of chose me. So for my challenges, it's mules choose, like, if they like you or not and their experiences that they're having. They have to want to be there and want to do what they're doing. And if they're not in it, you just have to have kind of a good sense of humor and put your pride aside. And I always try to follow the same protocol because they're very regimented. You know, they like their routine. They know what to expect. But because mine is severely afraid of men for some reason, I have to just be really careful. You know, when people come up to me, if I'm on the ground with him, and, you know, like I was bridling him at that same show. And that day, someone approached him really fast, and he almost hurt himself and me when that person, I was bridling him, so I had the halter around his neck. You have to just be careful. And I need to learn to sometimes not be so polite to people around me and just say, hey, stop what you're doing. Let me finish what I'm doing, and let me make sure everything's safe.
Don't be so polite. You're too polite. See, that's the problem. You're a doctor, and you have to be polite for a living. Just say, my mule will bite your face off. Get away. That'll work every time. I would walk away quickly.
Well,
you know,
he's
not a biter, so I don't know. I'll have to figure something out.
Yeah, but that'll work.
These rescues will always do that. You know, just the other day, it was really windy 2 days ago. It was really windy, and I was trying to get him from his stall to the pasture. And our neighbors have flagpoles with all these flags, and he lives here, okay? So he sees these flagpoles all the time, and that day the wind going through the flags was just too much, and I go to open the door to put the halter on him, and I open the door, and he busts through the door, runs out, and runs into his pasture, bucking and, like, freaking out the whole time. I'm like, you live here, and I turn you out every day, and just because... Today the flags were waving in the wind. Like, you never know.
yeah, and you just have to, you know, like I said, number one is safety, and you know, I'm not concerned about me with the mule. I'm concerned about other people around him. You know, like him running around. I'm like, everyone, you know, just wait, just stop. I know my mule. Don't run after him. He'll come back. But I, you know, it's a carriage show. You know, I belong to Saddle and Harness in Norco, and it's one of the oldest clubs there. And you know, they do halter riding and carriage driving. And this was a transition where people were warming up in their carriages, and to have a loose horse running around, now it's a loose mule that's running around like a deer in the hills. it caused
good.
A lot of emotion. but I'm glad no one got hurt. That's all that matters.
Well, Jennifer, we're running out of time here. Thank you so much for getting up early to join us. Give your practice a plug quick.
Oh, thank you. It's Backcountry Chiropractic in Norco on 6th Street, and it has an awesome address, 911 6th Street. Well,
it was
nice talking to you guys.
Yeah,
and
it was good talking to you, too.
We'd love
and
to have a visit anytime you come.
All right, very good. And, of course, you can just Google Norco, California to find out more about the town. And if you want to go back and listen to all the episodes we did there, we did a whole week's worth there. Just search for Norco at horsesinthemorning.com, and you can go back and listen to all the fun episodes we did there as well.
And, Glenn, I'll be close to Norco in just a couple weeks. I'll be at Galway the Breeders' Cup weekend because I never heard back. I'll be there the 31st, which is Halloween, all the way through the 3rd. So I'll be in your neighborhood, Jennifer.
Well, we're going to take a break for our song, Girls and Horses. I thought I would give it to you today because you're going to go see Templeton for the first time. I will allow you to hear Girls and Horses today.
Yay.
And we're going to be back. Of course, it is Stud Muffins, really bad ad day. We're going to be back with that. But first, we have to hear a word with T.
Jamie and I have been raving about the Equity Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork for months now, and some of you might be saying they are just saying all those nice things because they are getting paid to. Well then, let's hear from some other people about what they think. Here is Flex and Fork user Eric Bates, Pasofino owner from Kentucky, on their sturdiness.
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now. I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
With the Shake and Fork, you save time and money by just using this motorized fork every day. Here is Leslie from Horse Nation on how much bedding she is saving using the Shake and Fork.
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saved and labor, you know, time you're saving, and I believe them for sure.
Okay, you've heard them. It's not just Jamie and I saying this. What are you waiting for? Go to equitymfg.com and get yours today. Equitymfg.com. You will thank us every single day.
Talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about them all the time. She's got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulder, I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls?
That's Girls and Horses, Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. And she does have her schedule right there on the website of where she's going to be, including out near Jamie's house. So I do really hope to get to do that and meet her.
I'm going. Lucas just heard his first Templeton Thompson song, so yay. It was Girls and Horses. Perfect.
Well, that's the first one you heard of hers, so might as well keep it in the family.
Exactly.
Well, you are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and also Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, we have a few minutes here before we get to Stud Muffin's Really Bad Ad Day. We do have a couple of news stories. I know you had a couple also. So what do you have for us?
Well, you didn't give me a whole bunch of time. So there's a really great story, actually, about a mare. And this just gives people that have had this problem hope. There was a horse starving, pregnant, that was taken by the RSPCA over in Europe. And she was pregnant and thin, infested with all sorts of bad things. And she was rescued from a field. She was on death's door. And both horses and the foal that they rescued survived. So mare, foal by her side, super skinny, and she was pregnant, and all three of them lived. Well, for some reason, they decided to check the mare for a microchip. Turns out that the microchip scan revealed the mare had an owner, and that this was a stolen horse. A stolen horse.
Wow.
And so her owner ate. Apparently, the horse was stolen when she was 8 months old, okay? 8 months old, and she's 6 years later, okay? She's almost
wow.
7 years old. Gets reunited because of a microchip. So let this be a lesson to you guys. If you can do it, microchip your horses. So the pony and the mare and the horse were all given to the previous owner. Bless her little heart. I mean, imagine all of a sudden you get a call. Hey, did you used to own a horse that was stolen and blah, blah, blah? Can you imagine?
6 years later and the horse was a baby?
Yeah, 8 months old, and then 6 years later they return her to you. So she looks great. She is now in great shape. She's been under the RSPCA care. I think she's going to be returned to her owner. I don't know. I don't know that whole situation. They really didn't post a lot. Maybe he can take it, maybe not. So the baby is available for adoption over in Europe. And, again, the guy was given a sentence. It's just not enough. You know, there's just not enough you can do to somebody for starving a horse. Again, I guess he got 18 months in parole and was banned from keeping animals 5 years and had to pay £2,400.
Well, if
that's
it
not
makes
enough.
You feel any better, if it makes you, that's not enough. If it makes you feel any better, I actually had a story. We never got to it last week. There was a story about a lady who was abusing horses here in the United States who actually the judge gave her the maximum sentence of 2 years in prison without parole. I couldn't believe it because we never
You're
see that.
You're kidding.
You know? No, 2 years
that's
without parole.
Amazing.
Yes. Finally, it took a long time. Hey, this weekend in Oklahoma City is a big event going on. Dr. Jennifer Wells just mentioned the Morgan breed. Well, the 2013 Grand National World Championship Morgan Horse Show, which is a really big deal, is going on. It's been around for 40 years. 1,000 Morgans are going to descend on Oklahoma City. There's $250,000 in prize money up for grabs. And, of course, why is that important? Because the Morgan was America's first breed. It was founded on a sire named Justin Morgan. And, of course, all Morgans have descended from Justin Morgan. And, you know, the Morgans do so many different things, which is what makes makes them so much fun. They're known for carriage driving, of course. And, you know, a lot of people that have Morgans. They do, you know, you can do anything under saddle with them, trail horses, roadsters, jumpers, whatever. So there are 50,000 Morgan horse owners, breeders, and exhibitors throughout the United States. So that's going on this weekend. We hope to have a good show. Just got done with the Friesian show last week. We're going to have a guest on the driving radio show, next week's driving radio show that was at the Friesian National Show. So they have a costume class there, Jamie. I don't know if you saw any of the pictures from the Frisian costume class, but there were some bizarre costumes.
Really?
And apparently it was the most popular class in the whole show. They had Darth Vader was there on a Frisian. How cool is that? And
oh,
they had
awesome.
Just all of these bizarre pictures of these outfits that were out of this world. Spent a lot of money on their outfits.
That's so cool.
So,
hey, do you guys dress up for Halloween, by the way? Because I have come up with the coolest Halloween costume for this year. I don't have anywhere to go to wear it. I don't have any parties to go to. I have no life whatsoever. But I have the greatest costume ever, and Lukey is a part of it. He's sitting here talking about it. Do you guys do anything for Halloween?
No, we really don't. You know how I feel about Halloween, so we're really not. And I did notice that a lot of people, after you said you have this fear of, you know, certain Halloween costumes, a lot of our listeners thought it appropriate to post videos and pictures of people in those Halloween costumes just for your benefit.
I know. Thanks, guys. So my point was, I have from a Halloween costume a long time ago, jockey silks that I got on eBay. And so I'm going to dress as a jockey. I'm going to have my boots and my britches on and be wearing some jockey silks, probably have a flak jacket on, a little helmet. And Lucas is going to be dressed like a horse. I got a pony costume for the kid.
You're going to ride Lucas to the party?
Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? I'll probably carry him around, Glenn. But isn't that the cutest? I have nowhere to go in this costume, however, but at least I'll walk around the house on Halloween with it. And I don't get any trick-or-treaters, so it's pretty much just going to be the two of us in our costumes, loser.
I do pity the trick-or-treaters that live in gated neighborhoods, because it must be tough. You're not getting much.
No. Yeah. If you live in gator neighborhoods, though, their neighbors probably give out some cool stuff.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, if you can get to the houses. That's
Ring the buzzer.
Ring the buzzer. Let's do it. And let's do really badass.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for our weekly rendition of Really Bad Ads this week, and we're very excited that Stud Muffins is back as a sponsor for the holiday season.
Woo-hoo!
They sponsored us last year. Of course, it is the ultimate horse treat. All horses love Stud Muffins, and they are coming back. We're going to talk in future weeks about their – remember, every year they have the special holiday ones. Jamie, last week they had the music – or last year they had the music boxes. They had Stud Muffins in them. When you open them up, they sang, and they always have the candy canes and all that stuff. But she has some new stuff this year she's going to tell us about. And we're, you know, how appropriate is that our Really Bad Ad segment is sponsored by Stud? I can't think of a more perfect sponsor than Stud Muffins for this.
It's awesome.
Yep. So we're very excited about that, and we welcome them back for the holiday season. Jennifer, what are our prizes for the winners of today's Really Bad Ads?
On the prize table today, we have from Cantor Lane Design a poster print and note cards by Shelley Renee. Cantor Lane Design offers interior design services along with a niche line of home decor items to make your spaces more inspired. Their design style is fresh and eclectic and infused with all things equestrian. From interior barn door hardware to poster prints and gifts for the equestrian, Cantor Lane is your source when it comes to interior spaces for the horse lover. If you want your home to feel horsey without looking like a barn, you need to go to Cantor Lane Design. From Horse Grooming Solutions, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the horse grooming solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. Before we go on, I just want to give a shout-out to Lisa Rogers, who is also out of Norco. She's the one that was responsible for us going there last year. And she just dropped me a note, Jamie, that says, I'm at the Morgan National Horse Show right now. So, and she's also listening to our show. So, hi, Lisa, and have a blast out at the Morgan National Horse Show. How ironic is that?
Awesome.
It's really bad ads time. And Lindsay, now the people names we're reading are the people who are submitted really bad ads and not the ones who wrote them. So here we go. Lindsay Roush sent the first one in. Trade Bang for Horse, $1, Indiana. Trade Bang for Horse, $1, Indiana. I saw a horse mare and broke to ride, but not necessarily. I have a Taurus 40 cal Bang Bang to trade and possibly some cash prefer. Thanks. That's it.
What did you just read?
I think they're trading a gun. I think this person is using, because they say, I have a Taurus 40 cal Bang Bang. Do you think that maybe that they don't allow to sell guns on Craigslist or trade guns, and that's why they're using Bang Bang?
I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe. I mean, it's a Bang Bang.
I sew a horse, prefer a mare. That sounds like something out of Shakespeare. I sew a horse, prefer a mare, and broke to
That's just a really bad ad, but only you could turn that into classic literature.
It was. And, oh, by the way, we have a theme going. Yours also involves guns.
Oh, good. Mine was sent in by Lorraine, and it is, sorry, the baby's fussy, but good, perfect timing.
Poor guy.
ISO QH type horse, so I guess in search of quarter horse type horse. In search of a new equine partner. An unfortunate turn of events has left me without a horse, so now I am looking for my next one. What kind of unfortunate turn of events? Okay. I am wanting to find something with any kind of experience on cattle. Size, gender, doesn't matter. My biggest issue is that I'll have to make payments. Willing to write up a contract if necessary. Would also partial trade my 9mm. Willing to pay good money
part of
for
a
the
gun,
right animal.
By the way.
Wait, yeah. Willing to pay good money for the right animal, except for I'll give you a gun and make payments. Do you think the unfortunate turn of events that left her without a horse was maybe she accidentally shot it and she
shot
tried
her.
To get rid of her?
Now she can't be trusted with a gun. You have to get rid of that
thing. You know what? I don't have a horse anymore. Take my gun and give me your horse. Just something happened. I don't want to talk about it.
Too disturbing.
Awesome.
MJ Moriarty sent in the following one. 9-year-old gilding horse. $475 in McKenzie, Tennessee. No punctuation. I always should give these to you. I don't know how I got this one.
This was
very
short.
Gentle. Yeah, it's very short. Yeah, very gentle horse. Good manners. Easy to shoe ride. Barn buddies. Good trail horse for anybody. If you can ride a stick horse, then I think you can ride this one. No text.
Then I
call.
Thank. Then
I think you can ride this one. I forgot it to do the southern accent with this one from Tennessee.
And it's Tennessee, so.
Tennessee. If you can ride a stick horse, you can ride this one. Guaranteed.
I think you can do it.
No problem. Very gentle. Good man.
All right. Well, the next one was sent in by Brenda. 7-year-old, handsome AQHA gelding, $800. So what a deal. I'm selling. Oh, this is sad. I'm selling my granddaughter's 14-2 bay with white stripes. And one white sock. He's a good boy, stand for farrier. Okay. I'm selling my granddaughter. 14-2.
Yeah, you read too. You gave too much credit.
I know. I'm selling my granddaughter. Basically, she's 14-2 and bay with a white star stripe and one white sock. He a good boy stands for farrier. Likes baths, doesn't mind wash rack, loves to be groomed. He need an intermediate rider who gonna work him. He needs more trial. Miles stands for farrier, likes bath, doesn't mind wash rack, loves to be groomed. He ties good, easygoing horse. Need to sell ASAP to replace him with a kid-safe pony. Text me. That was all one sentence.
And guess what? At the end, the truth comes out. This is not a kid-safe pony, which is why we're selling them. But it stands great for the farrier.
It does. It says that a couple times.
It's great with the farrier. You can't ride this thing, but boy, the farrier will be happy. Your farrier will just love my horse. But you're not going to be able to ride it.
You know it's a bad horse when they highlight one obscure detail repeatedly to let you know how good it is at one random thing.
That's awesome.
Okay, Uta, send in the next one. Two quarter mare horses. They're only a quarter mare.
They're quarter mares. What's the other?
I have a 17-hand quarter Morgan mare and a 14-hand quarter pony for sale. They both love attention and love to play with other animals. I would like for them to go together, but they can be split if necessary. Myself and my husband have been on the quarter Morgan, and she will let you sit after she gains your trust. What is that? You have to stand,
if
otherwise.
If you can be there that long in the saddle, you can stay.
Hey, these two quarter mare horses are only $200, so they're not totally trained. I have only saddled the quarter pony, and she will be a nice pony for somebody who's willing to work with her. I just don't have time for them. Please contact me. So how do you know she's going to be a nice pony? She's not even broke.
I guarantee you the quarter Morgan is not at the Morgan show this weekend.
Probably not.
Going to see it. Oh, I get the chicken one. Scott McGuire sent this one in. Cock-a-doodle-doo, $5 in Mountain View, Big Island. Buy a rooster for $5 to each. Buy all of them, and I will make you a package deal. Really? I just want them to go away. You can doodle-doo what you want with them. Eat them, make dog food out of them, breed them, fight them, not legal. Air sing to them, but that would be legal if your neighbors don't complain. They're in good shape, and there are several different types. Bring something to put them in. No text or email. Please call Kim. Oh, I thought that would be a guy. I really thought it was a guy.
I did, too. It does sound like a guy. How many of these rooster ads we read, like, you know, can't go for food, you can't kill it. This one's like, eat them, feed them to your dogs, fight them, I don't care.
They're her boyfriend's roosters.
They're fighting on their own. Why not make it a formal? You know, that's how cockfighting started because, you know, they fight amongst themselves anyway. So it's just, you know, it's just betting on what they're doing naturally. Our chickens used to beat the crap out of each other.
There's nothing natural about cockfighting, Glenn. There's nothing natural about a bunch of sweaty guys staring at a bunch of overbred.
I'm not condoning it. I'm not condoning it. Condoning. Oh,
I'm trying to keep it together.
You want me to do the next one here?
This is a rooster one, too. So if you've got a rooster problem, rooster relocation, $5 each. Well, we should put these two guys together.
They're together, yes.
Stacey Ann sent this one in. Do you have a rooster that's making too much noise? Neighbors complaining, or is he getting too aggressive? For a $5 fee, I will take your rooster. So you have to pay me to take your rooster. We're conveniently located in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. If your town does not allow roosters, make an appointment to bring your extra rooster here. I do not trade roosters for hens, but for $5, I'll take the problem roo for you. We really should put them in touch with Scott's ad.
because if you, that's funny that you're like, I'll take your rooster, but you're going to have to pay me. Whereas in my neighborhood, if they want to get rid of roosters, they just throw them under your property. Toss them over the fence.
You know, this ad does not say what he is doing with the roosters, does it? There's no clarification
nope.
on that. Nope.
That, to me, is you're fighting them.
Yep, you're fighting them or eating them. You might be eating them. Hey, you get free chicken that way. Somebody's paying you for to take chicken.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. It actually has happened a lot in my neighborhood. I've talked to a lot of people that end up with roosters in their yard that have been thrown over the fence. So we need to all contact this person. And send them all to New Jersey.
You can just make the rounds every day in your neighborhood picking up the roosters. Next one, Aaron. Black horse broke to ride. I am selling my 13-year-old registered quarter horse gelding for $3,000. He is a really good boy. He has trail ridden in mountains in New York State parks. Cars driving by do not spook him. He swims in river. He behaves for farrier and vet. I'm attempting to downsize my herd. I cannot ride double with him with my 6-year-old due to him being gassy. He scares himself and jumps up a few inches off the ground.
Wait a second. Did that say he farts and it spooks him?
Yes. Yes. We have never We have never had this in an ad before.
There's more. You can do it, Glenn. You can do it. Take a deep breath.
I can't do it. I cannot ride double with him with my 6-year-old due to him being gassy. He scares himself and jumps up a few inches off the ground on all fours sometimes. So I can't ride a horse alone. She won't let me. I'm hoping for a trade, a round bale trailer in good condition, and also open to suggestions. He is dark bay, but looks black. 15-2 hands. I can heat the whole.
So let me get this straight. This person is selling a broke $3,000 quarter horse that basically bucks you off because he's scared of his own farts. Wow. I'm going to move on since Glenn spent a lot of time on that one.
Jennifer, this one wins something. I don't care. Something. Go ahead.
Sorry. Margaret Scholes sent in the next one. Horse for sale, $2,000. Okay, this is all one sentence. I have a horse. He is 3, going to 4. He isn't gelded. He also loves to run. Call or text me.
He loves to run.
Wow. You know what I've been looking for is a horse that just loves to run. I love it when they run.
I'm going to pay $2,000 for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Margaret. Janelle sent in the following one. This is, I say it every week, and you're sick of hearing it, but I have never seen a trailer like this before. It's our weekly trailer ad, and it's a horse trailer converted into a cattle trailer, and they say it's beefed up. Lightweight, drop-down tailgate, good tires, life work, one lens, 2-inch hitch, will carry the mail. No title, cash only. I don't know about will carry the mail. Mail is the only thing because this is the only trailer we've seen that has the convertible part on the bottom. It's an open metal grate on the bottom. I wouldn't even put cattle in this. They're going to get their feet, and they're going to be doing the Flintstones thing. Their feet are going to be dragging on the ground. I don't get this trailer. Why? I don't know why you would take the whole bottom out of the train. It doesn't make any sense at all.
This is a nightmare trailer. Jennifer, can you finish the really bad ads for us?
Uh-oh. Getting out of hand.
We have had a meltdown.
There's only a couple more to go, so we can finish that.
You
so anyway,
are a last report, Jamie. Sorry. Bay Neutering Guild.
All right, we'll see you, Jamie. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
So, Jennifer, do you want to finish the last two, or do you want me to do them?
Sure, we can do them. This one is from Beth Ann. Black Barrel Crimps Horse, $1 in Jacksonville. Sonny has placed in 1D, 2D, and 3D, Mostly Half Second. Some of y'all have seen Memo ride him at NBHA, 6,500. Only serious apply, thanks Vicky or Donald. He does crib, but that a small price to pay to win.
What?
No clue. I think this is code, and Vicky and Donald are actually spies. This is actually code, and they're going to be sending it off to the Cypher Lab. Yeah.
I love them say Sony has placed in 1B, 2B, and 3B, mostly half second. What's a half second? I don't know. That must be
somewhere
something to do with barrel racing. Yeah.
Somewhere between first and third?
It was $6,500 for this horse that cribs.
It's a barrel crib horse.
Yeah, it's a cribbing horse. That's right.
Does that mean the barrel races she attends with that horse have been slightly crushed?
Could be.
Oh, this sounds
well. The next
sounds
one
appealing.
Is
yeah.
Yeah, this
from
one's
Getty.
All one sentence. Do you want to try it?
Oh,
no,
here we go.
No punctuation.
Sport Pony Reduction Sale, $500 in Springfield, Mass. Here we go. We have several Welsh cross foals for sale, 3-in-1 packages. The mothers are Thoroughbreds, and a few Morgan Cross, some beautiful 2-year-olds, lots of Chrome Awesome Hunter prospects, and one really fancy dressage prospect. Buy a Champion Section B Stallion. Picks and short vids on request, please call.
Hey, here on Horses in the Morning. And you can get your beautiful 2-year-old Morgans for only $500. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah. Sport Pony Reduction Sale. She has a field full of random horses and a stallion.
That have never been ridden and never been touched.
Right.
Probably don't even
never
have halters.
Never been touched by human hands.
That's right. That's what that says to me. Well, you can find the trailer, picture, ad. Jennifer will post it over on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. But now we have to pick who the winners are. And I'm already saying Aaron King wins something. So, Aaron King, you're going to get the big prize, Horse Grooming Solutions. I have made a decision because I have – the whole Gassy thing just got me. That was just hilarious.
That was pretty good. That was impressive. I vote for Margaret – to win the other prize because her horse can run really fast. I vote for Margaret.
Okay. All right, so Margaret wins the other prize. Thank you so much, everybody, for submitting. Remember to keep sending your ads in. We're always looking for new ads. Send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com all week long. Put really bad ads in the subject line. And remember to copy the whole ad. Do not send her a link because by the time we get to it, a lot of times the ad is gone if they sell the horse or whatever. So that happens very often, but you you're better off just copying the whole thing, pictures and everything, right into the email you send to Jennifer. We love getting your emails and we love seeing new names, and we did have some new names here this week, so we appreciate that. Now, we also want to remind you that we have 10 different shows on the Horse Radio Network. And I'm very excited to announce that Horsemanship Radio, done by Debbie Laux, Monty Roberts' daughter and a friend of our radio network, and has been on our shows and co-hosted the morning show before, she is starting her new show, is officially getting underway, and is going to be coming out twice a month. Of course, she's dealing with good horsemanship, and that's what it's going to all be about. So the first episode will be coming out next week, and then she'll be putting episodes out every 2 weeks. We also have a new fox hunting show called Chasing a Fox. The next episode of that, I think they're on 4 or 5 now, will be out today. So Chasing a Fox, done by my co-host of the Stable Scoop show, Helena Mee. She is hosting that with a friend of hers, and it's a good show. If you're into fox hunting, take a listen to that show. So we have a whole bunch of shows on the network. We have 10 of them total now.
So they're all available at
the app. You can go to our app, Android or iOS, and just search for Horse Radio Network. And you can. It's very simple and easy to use. It's free, so you don't have to worry about paying for it. And we've had more people just saying that they love it because it is so simple. It just you can either stream the shows from there or you can download them to your phone and listen later. It just works. I don't know what else to say. We haven't had to make, like, any fixes on it because it just works. Thank you to the person who designed it. Yeah, Equisketch designed it, and he did a great job with it. That's it for the weekend. We'll be back here live on Monday. Jennifer's got some great guests planned. Thank you so much this week, Jennifer, for booking all the guests. You do a terrific job, and we don't often recognize you for that, so I think you should be recognized. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. You're welcome.
She
See
already
Monday,
said
folks.
Stay neuter and geld, so I'll
yes,
say
and,
be
and,
safe.
And microchip. And microchip.
And microchip. To her little thing now. Stay neuter and geld and microchip. And wear your helmets, everybody. Be safe this weekend. I can't believe she touched Sandra Bullock. It's awesome.